Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're talking lead-safe renovations with the help from Tamara Myers of the design build firm Myers Constructs. Just in the last decade, about 1 million children have been damaged to some degree by lead poisoning, and 78 million homes across this country may still contain lead paint. Find out what you need to know to make sure your family stays safe during an old house renovation with the help from the DIY-friendly Lead Check Test Kit, lead-safe work practices, and lead testing your kids. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life. Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance beauty of their home. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624. And you're inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa, and another weekend of fun here at the HQ.
Yeah, another weekend of fun, another week of fun too. We got through a little bit of a challenging week. Our 2-year-old had strep.
Yes, and our 42-year-old had strep.
Yeah, and our boys at our house got sick this week. Usually it's the girls. You know, Lexi and I are the ones usually that come down with everything, and the boys got sick.
Jack got strep throat, and then 2 days later it hit me like a freight train.
Yeah,
and
it did.
And there's still dust flying around the tracks as it leaves the station, but...
Well, as Lexi said, she said, you know, I didn't think Daddy could get sick. I thought that he was just like, it was impossible for Daddy to get sick. Like, you're some kind of superhero or something, which is such a compliment. And she doesn't remember you ever getting sick, actually, too.
Well, yeah, I was... One thing, Jack woke me up for the millionth time while I was getting this, while I was coming down with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't sleep through any nights. So he got me up, and I was burning up with a fever and freezing cold. And then I went to go back to sleep and laid there staring at the ceiling for 3 hours. So when it came time to get up and bring the kids to school, something I could normally muscle through, nobody was home.
No, he was just not getting up that day. You know, but we still were able to get some things done this week. We worked on our fence project.
We did move that a little bit forward. It's nice to clean. It's nice to take the piles of wood in the yard and turn them into what they're supposed to be.
Yes. Yeah. I really enjoy that. I don't like the piles are great when they get delivered to the house because we know that something cool is going to happen. We're going to do something cool with it.
But when they linger.
Yeah, the lingering I don't like so much. And so one of the things I had to do this week was take Jack to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting for the lead test, the prick test, to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Because at his annual exam last year when he turned one, I had them do a lead test on him because we're renovating our old house.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year I wanted them to do another test. And they actually have a prick test that they can do on your finger, which is a lot easier to do. And one of the nurse practitioners can do it instead of the doctor. I think the doctor can only do the other kind of lead test that's actually, you know, in their arm.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's, you know, but they still haven't gotten it in yet. So I'm waiting.
Yeah, it should be good. We haven't disrupted any lead, I don't think. Most of our projects have been outside.
I don't think so. Last year, his lead level was, like, basically none.
Yeah.
You know, it was so negligible. They didn't even, it was just not even worth reporting. So, but it is really important to keep an eye on it because the symptoms of lead poisoning, you just can't even tell until later on in life.
You can't tell until it's too late.
Yeah, and I'm just so surprised, too, that the EPA says that in the last decade, 1 million children have been damaged by lead poisoning. Isn't that amazing?
You know, that blows me away.
It does, because it's something I don't think about as something that's a big problem now. it seems like it's something, a big problem that was years ago.
Yeah, and I wonder, this is a total question, I have no answer to this, but I wonder how many learning disabilities, ADD, that kind of stuff that get, you know, kids are getting Ritalin and all that other stuff is really attributable to somebody fixing their house when they were babies.
Exactly, and how much blood poisoning has happened over time, you just don't even know about. But so we're going to be talking today with one of our friends of the show, Tamara Myers.
Yep.
Checking in with her about what's going on out there, because they have been doing lead-safe renovations since, well, probably
way before. I think they got, like, before there was compliance, they were working clean. And then, of course, the specific rules came out, and they were all over it before the rule took effect.
Well, and we talked to her back when the rule took effect back in April, so we're going to check back in with her. And we also talked with Joe Moriarty from Lead Check, which is really the only EPA-recognized lead test out there, DIY lead test, that you can safely do at home.
Right, right. And the thing works. We tried it. It's there. You're all over it.
It's totally cool.
Yeah.
It's really easy to use. And I actually wrote a story about it for AOL.
For, yeah, the DIY Life.
DIY Life.
Yeah, so check it out.
And we're going to give away a really cool tool today, too.
Yeah, we're giving away the Rockwell Sonicrafter. Now, it's their 100-piece super, I'm not kidding, super professional kit.
They call it super professional?
Yes.
I love Rockwell for that. I just do.
It's got 7 cutting blades. It's got carbide, I'm losing the word now, for getting out grout and stuff like that. Scrapers. It's got umpteen sanding sheets, dust extraction, and it's all happening next
on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And the Fix It Up Fine segment of the show.
Which is, you know, your certified, you know, favorite part of the show.
Certified, top favorite. I like it.
Top notch, top shelf.
Above the fold.
Speaking of that, can I talk about my Fix It Up Finds first?
Sure.
Okay. So I found on, I think it was the Planet Green website, different uses for old books.
How about reading them?
Well, after you're done reading them.
Okay.
After you've enjoyed them and you've memorized your old books, what do you do with them afterwards? And one of my favorite ideas was to make a bookshelf out of old books. Like to actually use the books to make a bookshelf. And that you can put your new books on the bookshelf made of the old books.
That's not dripping in irony, is it?
I think it's totally cute.
Which you'd need the big book of irony to find out what irony really is. Ironically, it's a very small book.
Well, you probably would need a lot of those small books to make a bookshelf big enough to put other books on then.
More irony.
Unless you used them to put kids' books on, like those little board books.
I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they also had ideas of making a clock and using an old book to make an expanding file, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
And also a headboard. So, like, opening up the book so that you see the covers of them and making sort of, like, a collage of them.
Okay.
So it's kind of a neat, like, patchwork, quilt work kind of look to it.
Very three-dimensional.
And then the other one, which I actually posted on our Facebook page, which is a bar.
Now you've got my attention.
Now, these guys, I think it's out in California somewhere, they use 700 outdated reference and library books to make a bar. And they actually said that one of their friends was working at the Stanford Library, and his job included the task of throwing away old books because the other librarians couldn't bear to throw them away. So they decided to make a bar out of them, but they didn't, like, glue them and schlack them and everything together.
Right. Yeah.
They said the books weren't damaged at all during construction, as they didn't use any fasteners. They threaded sheets of paper between the books, and they didn't use any glue. So they also said that if anybody has a desperate shortage and a need for journals on endocrinology and virology, to let them know. I don't really know of anyone who has a need on that. Do you?
I don't know, but I guess he, as precious as books are to us, you have to update them. If they're not relevant anymore, they got to go someplace.
They do, and it is kind of sad thinking about old books being tossed aside too. So
yeah, it truly is.
Well, and I also, you know, I stumbled upon some videos I wanted to share with you.
Yes.
I think I emailed them to you. Did you check them out?
I was able to watch some of them.
And it's funny, too, because we're married. We live together.
Through the haze of my disease.
Well, we spend all day together, but we still email each other back and forth. We're crazy. But there's some videos out there on YouTube of people actually taping each other who are not actually doing all of the lead-safe work practices you're supposed to do under the RRP.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just shocking to see that, you know, lead, you know, bits of, like,
snowstorm of lead paint.
Yeah.
Picture some guys with random orbit sanders sanding the side of a 2.5-story giant house.
Yes.
So that means they've got 3 more sides to go at least if the thing's a rectangle.
And there's, like, paint chips all over the grass. And
blowing in the sidewalk.
And they actually used, like, lead tests to show on tape that those were actual, like, chips of lead-based paint.
Yeah, those were the chips of paint they found on the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And, you know, having a 2-year-old and I walk around with him on the side, he'll pick up anything.
Sure. And that looked like a rental property, too, so there's all kinds of people in there.
So anyway, that's just disheartening in a lot of ways. So
yeah, it just goes to show you that in the remodeling world, in the home improvement world sometimes, as big as it is, and the DIY network and the National Association of Home Builders, like, it seems like we all know what's going on. Most of it is a guy in a pickup truck with his dog and his son.
Yeah.
And they just don't know.
Yeah, they just don't know. And that's just one of those things that, you know, that it's ending up on YouTube just says something, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that people are filming each other. Because there are huge penalties if you don't follow the lead-safe work practices, too.
Exactly.
Starting in January.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If an EPA guy found out about that, or a local code inspector, I guess, they could shut that dude's business down. They could fine him out the wazoo.
Which I like, because we all want to be safe. It's just scary thinking about kids.
Knowing how pervasive it is now that we're starting to understand the science in a new way. Yeah, I mean, you just can't be pumping that stuff in the environment.
Okay. Well, let's move on to your fix-it-up finds.
Yeah.
Maybe they're happier.
They are happier.
Okay.
One is magic.
Magic?
Yeah. It is, we dug some holes and disturbed our lawn. In the process of building our pergola,
yes,
we needed to reseed those areas.
Yes.
Called up Scott's. They sent us some easy seed, and it's basically seed and fertilizer in a bag, and mulch and stuff. And I put it on the ground. I'm like, I guess that's cool. And I sprayed some water on it. Tripled in size. Like,
it's really awesome to watch it grow. It's kind of like those foam kind of things that you play with kids and, like, the washcloths that expand or whatever with water.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. But
anyway,
the grass is growing out of there like gangbusters.
Yeah, one of our neighbors, Mario, came over, and he's very good into taking care of his lawn and his outdoor.
Oh, yeah, he might as well be a professional.
He basically lives outside when he's not at work. And he complimented us, too, on the grass that was coming up, because he also put some seed down, and it hasn't been taking.
Well, he put it down way after we did. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I like to think that it's the same, because then we win, right?
But check this stuff out. It's called Easy Seed, and Scott's makes it.
Yeah. We also did a story about that for DIY Life, didn't we?
We did. We did a story, and we used another cool Scott's product that we've also had great luck with, called Patchmaster.
Yeah.
And we did that article on top dressing. So if you mangle your lawn somehow, somebody parks a car on it, or, like us, you throw a million bundles of shingles off the roof and completely ruin it, or remove a tree or a shrub, and it settles, you top dress it. But you know what? We're going to have to dress that idea after we come back from our break.
All right. We'll take a break, and we will meet you back here on My Fix It Up Life. Like free stuff?
We do, too.
That's why we're giving away cool gear every week on the My Fix It Up Life Home Improvement Radio Show.
Check out MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win, find how-to advice, or listen to My Fix It Up Life shows on iTunes.
Every week on the My Fix It Up Life Radio Show, we answer your questions and take you on an insider tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
Ask us your questions at 888-710-5557.
Or online at MyFixItUpLife.com, Facebook, and Twitter.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement and entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East store or locate a distributor in your area. Fix It Up Life
with Mark and Teresa. We're both here.
Yeah.
We both made it.
We're a little somber today. Do you feel it?
I know I am.
Yeah.
It's not somber. It's just out of gas. I'm just battling.
Yeah.
Battling to come back from stress.
Stress and strep. Yeah, exactly.
Strep.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling better for more than 30 seconds than someone knocked on the door and had a question.
That's true. That is
30 seconds.
That is very true.
And it had this is our day to day.
But it's a compliment, though.
Somebody should make a TV show about us.
Oh,
I swear
my goodness.
To you. Anyway,
Mark. Well, I'm excited because we're going to be sharing an interview that we did with Joe from LeadCheck.
Yeah, he is very cool.
He is very cool.
We talked with him at the 2010 remodeling show.
And I want to share, too, another thing. Another fix it up find. Can I sneak it in after the fact?
I guess there's
like
no
sneak. Like a PS, a postscript?
I have those, too.
Okay. There's an EPA booklet that I think it's free. You can download it. It's the LeadSafe Certified Guide to Renovate Right. And if you're working on an old house, you might want to check it out and go to the EPA.gov and search for the LeadSafe Certified Guide to Renovate Right.
Yes. I mean, basically information is the biggest weapon here.
It definitely is. And if you're a DIYer or if you're a professional, just having more information is good.
That's what it comes down to. That's what Joe Moriarty talks about in this interview that we had with him at the 2010 The Remodeling Show.
Well, let's go to it.
Why don't we do that? And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark, Teresa, and the remodeling show.
The whole remodeling show.
The whole thing.
Yeah, we have it inside the studio today. No, we're at the remodeling show in Baltimore, Maryland, at the convention center.
And it's awesome. Everyone in the show is haloed around us for like 100 yards.
Haloed?
Haloed.
Yeah, I kind of feel like Bruce Springsteen or something.
I wish I felt like Springsteen.
Really?
Guy's awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But we're not. We're actually in, like, the hugest room.
Yeah, we're in the LeadCheck booth.
We are.
Inside the remodeling show floor.
Mm-hmm.
And we're joined by Joe Moriarty from LeadCheck.
We are.
Who's going to check it down.
Check down lead for us, which is such a hot, it's the issue of this year for remodeling.
Totally.
I mean, there couldn't be a bigger issue. issue going on right now.
No.
No.
You're right. And Joe, we're just going to throw you the ball.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Well, the first question is, what is LeadCheck?
So LeadCheck is basically a really easy-to-use, reliable, fast way to check if you've got lead on any surface. So you can test for lead on plaster, you can test on drywall, you can test on wood, you can test even on, you know, things like plastic or plates or ceramics. So if you've got like an old plate that you picked up at a, you know, any
yard sale,
and you want to say, hey, because a lot of, if you believe it, there's quite a bit of lead paint used. And you don't want to put foods on it. You know,
that's
how a lot of people, you know, ingest it. So
really?
Yeah. So it's a really fast, reliable, easy-to-use, instant lead test kit.
Now, just to be clear, LeadCheck, and I know the answer to this, but LeadCheck isn't like a government agency or a service. It's a product that you can buy and use yourself.
Absolutely.
Like, you guys have nothing to do with the existence of RRP and all that other stuff.
No, and that's actually a really good point. The company has been around for 23 years. So it was founded by a woman who's still with us, Marcia Stone. She's still our founder and president.
Uh-huh. She's here at the show.
She is here at the show.
I had the pleasure of talking with her earlier before we came on the air.
Wow, yeah. Righteous.
I know.
So, yeah.
I know. What are you talking about?
Because I am so cool.
Can he please?
Yes, he may. Not you, but he may.
You know, but so she founded it 23 years ago, really, to her first kit, if you can believe it, was actually to find antibiotics in cow's milk. So that's how she founded the company, actually.
Wow.
And because what happens is a cow gets sick, they inject the udder with penicillin or tetracycline or some kind of antibiotic.
Uh-huh.
She developed a way to test, did it clear the system of the cow so you can put it back in the production line.
Right.
So that was actually the first test, which is kind of interesting. And then she, in the 80s, knew a couple of kids that got lead poisoned and said, you know what? I want to help families really quickly and be able to test for themselves, figure out, do we have lead or not in our house? So that's how she did it. And that was back in 1991, where it was actually patented. So
Right. It's
a patented technology that she's got, and it's
and
been used since 1991.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with
Mark
and Teresa. And today we are inside their modeling show, Baltimore, Maryland.
It's sort of a really good thing because it spiked people's awareness.
The show floor.
Right. Spiked people's education to the fact that, you know what, I should be aware of, you know, do I have lead in my house and how do I deal with it? So that's...
Well, and with the lead check, too, it's only a couple inches long, the little test kit, an individual one.
Yeah, I've got one here in my pocket.
And you can stick it in, you know...
So it looks like a piece of chalkboard chalk.
Basically, yeah.
Basically is what it is. And so we're not talking about test tubes and beakers and all kinds of stuff.
No, very, very easy. If you pull the cardboard tube back there, Mark, you'll see it's just got two little ampules. One is liquid, one is powder.
Okay.
And it's onion skin glass that crushes super easy. And you just crush one, crush the other one, shake it up a little bit. And you rub it whatever substance you want. And red means lead.
No kidding.
It's that simple. So... if it turns red, you know with 100% certainty that there's lead.
So cost is?
It's about $3 per test.
And you can put it in, like, say you're putting in, I'll try to pick something simple because of the amount of time we have. Say somebody is doing a replacement door. You can wipe this on the door casing that's going to get stripped off.
Yeah, what you should do is, if it's wood and it's been painted, you want to make a little notch. So you get all the way, all the paint layers, because it's probably been painted with a latex paint.
Over time.
In recent years. So what you do is you notch it all the way down, and then it'll find lead in any of the paint layers.
Wow.
Yeah, so you got to make sure you do that.
And it's immediate, too.
It is immediate. It's instant, and it's... super easy to use. Very, very easy.
And where can you get this?
You can get them at a bunch of retail stores, mm-hmm. Sherwin-Williams, mm-hmm. Lowe's, lots of local paint dealers, lots of local hardware stores. We kind of have it on distribution. You can actually call us. It's really 800-262-LEAD.
Uh-huh.
So easy number to remember. So you can call us there and have it shipped to you directly if you want to buy in bulk.
So for the remodelers here who all probably have to deal with this at one time or another, everybody's tearing a house apart. part in this room for sure. Can you like buy a bunch of these, do your test, yes or no, have it be part of your RRP paper trail?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to keep it. You want to keep really the swab, and there's a test kit sheet of paper that you should fill out that just basically says the date, what did you test. It's just documenting that you actually did the test.
So you don't need to keep a 12-foot long piece of trim?
No, it shouldn't. Okay. No,
that would be my filing
system.
Yeah. And we're actually have a piece of crown in the shop.
And we're actually looking for ways to help out contractors. One of the things we're looking down the road is to help them manage that documentation process.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so we're looking into even things like a like an iPhone application or a website where you'd be able to just kind of save it and we'll store it for them.
Oh, really?
So many people have cell phones with cameras. You know, if you take a picture, we could store the image. So that's the kind of stuff we're thinking about just to try to help the contractor out.
Wow.
Because, you know, a lot of contractors aren't real happy about it, honestly.
I was just going to ask you, you're here, you're LeadCheck, you've got this product that's obviously been around for a long time. Are people still mad at you like it's your fault?
Yeah. To some extent.
All right, Moriarty, come here.
Yeah. We do frequently get a lot of questions asked of us about that. And, but the fact of the matter is it's a good program because it really people have started to figure out that, let me just work clean, which these guys already do. If you're a good contractor, most of the guys are working clean regardless. They're containing the dust and they're cleaning up well afterwards.
Right.
And essentially that's what the rule states is that test for lead.
Yeah.
If you do have lead, contain the dust, contain the room, just so the dust doesn't spread all over the house, because that's the real problem.
Right.
And then clean up really well afterwards.
Oh, makes sense.
Boil it down, it does make sense.
Yeah.
And we're there to tell with 100% certainty, do you have lead or not?
That is important to me as a mom, too, is that it just gives you peace of mind. Like, you just, a sense of, or you don't know, and you can feel more comfortable about your house being worked on or working on your house and understanding that there are dangers there or there are not dangers there for your family.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to say the other side of the coin is just because the rule is 1978 doesn't mean...
Pre-1978.
Lead paint was being phased out well before 1978.
Yeah.
So you might spend $2 on this or $3 to find out there's no lead paint there at all, and you go to town.
Absolutely, yeah. And we actually say, as a contractor, use it as a competitive advantage during your bid process. So if you're going in to do a job and it's a kitchen remodel, test right at the time of the estimate and say, hey, there's a new rule. The EPA came out and says, we need to know if there's lead, and if there is lead, then we'll just work to contain the dust and do it right. So you test right then and there, and you'll know 100% certainty. Do I have to use all of the materials or not?
Yeah.
And if you don't, great, save a little bit of money on the job.
Yep.
But imagine this. So now the second contractor comes in because it's competitive. It's a competitive bid. Doesn't test. Doesn't do anything. Maybe even assumes that there is just lead there. So that's added cost into the job. So you can actually win business by being proactive in testing.
And do this at the client meeting.
Do it right at the client meeting. And then actually, demonstrate it. Show it to them. Say, hey, look at, red, it means you have lead. And
I want to talk to you for about 5 hours, but we have to take a break.
We'll have to have you back on in a future show, definitely.
Yeah, I'd love it if you'd join us again. But right now, we got to blow out of here. There's more coming up from the remodeling show at My Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for his six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lesson. Dean Johnson, co-host of Hometime, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East Store or locate a distributor in your area.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life, and it's a Fix It Up weekend.
It is a Fix It Up weekend, but I can't talk about it right now because what we're supposed to be doing right now is addressing the hidden costs of home improvement.
Oh, yeah, the hidden cost of DIY. You know, recently Mark did a blog about how he broke his sunglasses.
Well, yeah, these are the hidden costs, so we're just going to leave them hidden. Come back in 5 minutes when we're going to start talking again.
This isn't like the Easter egg hunt or something. We're not giving everyone a basket and telling them to scamper about and try to pick up, you know, what the hidden costs are.
No, they're just hidden. I hid them so well, no Easter basket will help you.
No Easter basket? Hopping down the bunny trail, hippity-hoppity, Easter's on its way?
So I can't find my sunglasses. I don't know, this is a couple weeks ago now.
Yeah.
I can't find my sunglasses. I'm looking all over. All the usual places where I usually lose them. You know, in my car.
Yeah.
In the thing where we keep, wherever. I can't find them anywhere. So I put on another pair of safety glasses that I have to go out and weed whack the lawn. I'm going to mow the grass. So I'm working my way along and happily scything my
hippity
way.
Hippity hoppity.
Hippity hoppity.
Yeah.
Along. I hop when I weed whack. And then, irony of ironies.
Yeah.
I found my sunglasses.
Oh, really? Where were they, Mark?
At the end of the weed whacker. Bam!
Yeah.
Yeah. My sunglasses explode into my face.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently, I had them on a table or saw whatever. It was actually a table saw that was set up in that area. And I moved the table saw and just knocked them off by accident. But that's the hidden cost. Like, I use those all the time for home improvement projects.
Your glasses.
My glasses.
Yes. So, well, not anymore, because they're broken in two.
They aren't. So that cost me $100 plus another pair of sunglasses.
Well, you know, another really big cost of DIY that we encounter at home is babysitting.
Hidden cost.
It's a hidden cost. Babysitting. It's not a line item. But, you know, in order for us to do a project,
Somebody's got to look after
somebody's got to watch the children.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another thing to think about, you know, when you're doing a budget for renovating your bathroom or whatever it is that you're planning to do at your house, is who's going to watch the kids?
You know, that's a thing that people run into, too, that I've seen many a time. Hey, can you go get the lumber at wherever? No, I got to walk the dog. What? Walk the dog? Our basement's torn apart. And then they're at each other.
Oh, husband and wife.
Yeah, that's a hidden cost thing.
Well, another hidden cost is divorce sometimes.
Yeah, higher than a pair of sunglasses.
You know, that happens, unfortunately. Divorce dust is what they call it. And, you know,
I've heard Holmes say that.
Yeah. It's such a sad thing, and especially, you know, that that old movie, Tom Hanks and...
Oh, Shelley Cheers,
Shelley Long.
The Money Pit.
Yeah, and they renovated a house, and then they just stood there at the end looking at each other in this beautiful house that they had spent all their money and time and frustration trying to renovate, and they were like, see you later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that being a funny movie, but being bored through half of it.
Well, you're bored through anything where people aren't running around, things aren't exploding, you know.
Yesterday was a good day to be sick, by the way. There were some great movies on TV.
I caught him watching The Three Stooges at one point.
Three Stooges, The Kingdom was on with our favorite actor, whose name I'm blanking on, Jamie Foxx. Oh, it was great.
Now, how is that a hidden cost of DIY?
It isn't. It was just a good movie.
Okay. That's awesome. Really good.
Yeah, one you'll never see, of course.
Well, one of the hidden benefits of DIY, too, is the kids getting involved in our projects.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we like to get them involved at all levels, but not the lead level.
No, we don't.
Which is why we have Tamara Myers on the phone from Myers Constructs. Is that right? Are you there, Tamara?
I'm here.
Hi, Tamara. Yeah. How are you today?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We are doing well.
Well, we're doing well, except actually I have a bone to pick with you out of the gate.
Uh-oh. No. We like Tamara.
I know.
What is it? What is it? Okay. Spill it out, Mark.
Well, I was looking at your website getting ready for this conversation earlier. Your website's great. Your work looks wonderful. And then I went on there this morning to find a video that you posted like yesterday or last night or something.
Uh-huh.
And didn't have time to see it, and I'd much rather watch than read.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that is so true, yeah. He is so much more of a fan of watching things. And he's been sick this week, so I got to cut him a little slack because he's had strep and our son's had strep too. So, unfortunately... but it's good. It's good to be able to have a video to watch because not all the time, you know, you have time or you're healthy enough to read. Right, Mark?
Yeah,
okay. I have to say.
You're a YouTube man, right?
I can't ascribe to being that much of a knuckle dragger. But, yeah, I would like to get the chance to watch that video because you explain in it kind of the mojo of your company, right?
Yeah, we're talking about, you know, our company's a little different. We call ourselves Design to Build, and so we talk about, you know, what that means to us and how we work with clients, kind of put together the whole picture, how we help them design, how we help, you know, pick the products, and how we work on budget all at the same time. So, yeah, we've got a little video in there kind of telling folks about how we work, and we've got some more videos in the works as well, so you'll have lots to watch.
That's good to know. Well, I really want to know, you know, how your customers are reacting to the whole lead safe renovation. Are you getting questions from your customers more now than before, and how are you dealing with that?
Yeah, you know, we are getting more questions, I think, than we used to. We have complied with the EPA rule for the last 10 years. We've had to make sure that we inform our clients about the possibility of lead, that Renovate Right pamphlet that the EPA puts out. We're required to give that to our clients. So we've always done that, but folks are a little more attentive, and we spend more time talking before we start the job about the lead. So, you know, it's people have a little, few more questions. I actually have clients that are reading the whole brochure now, and that's all good stuff, you know.
That is really good to know that people are taking it seriously.
Yeah.
It's true. Now, you're a Philadelphia-based company. You have a national presence. That's actually how we got to meet you. But do you touch anything that doesn't have lead in it?
You know, we presume that there's lead on everything. You know, I know that you talked to Joe earlier, but what our company does is in our market, almost everything has been built before 1978, and the chances of lead being in the houses in our market are, you know, about 98%. So we just presume that it is there. And even, you know, I live in a house that is an older building but was renovated maybe 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And even there, if we were to make a hole in the drywall, you know, back behind there is plaster and old trim. And so some of these, even these houses that are newer renovations, they even have lead. So, yeah, we just assume it's there and work to protect the house and the, especially the kids and the pets.
I love that.
Yeah. Now.
We have a lot of clients that have dogs and cats, and you don't want them getting into the area where the demolition is because you don't want all them. You don't want to have them tracking the lead back into the house, and you don't want them to get sick either. So.
No, especially, I mean, I can just envision, you know, cats rolling around in the dust and then taking a bath, and it's just, oh.
Yeah.
Have you met with any resistance from, you know, like some blowhard customers who knows it all? Ah, that lead stuff, that's been around for years. You blow it into my kitchen.
Yeah, I've heard that a little bit, you know, you know, sort of the old school thinking like, oh, this is a bunch of baloney, you know, we're going to find out in 3 years that this is like something they made up. They're just trying to, you know, make everyone spend more money. You know, I think we've all probably heard that, but for the most part, that's, you know, folks are concerned, and you know, we've always worked clean, but what this regulation has done is it's made us all step back and tighten up our procedures, and we're taking things, you know, a little bit further, and so that's all good. It's all good stuff.
That is good. And I want to ask you, you know, what are the top kinds of things that DIYers should know before they attempt to do any project in their old house? You know, are there any tips that you can give for what they should be doing?
Yeah, you know, I'd say if you live in an old house, you know, if it's 1978 or earlier, you really, you're not required by the EPA to follow these regulations, but I sure would recommend that you do. It's just, it's really not worth the risk to yourself and your family and those that come and go in your house. It's just, it's really not worth the dollars that they might save. So, there's any number of ways if they were going to do a project themselves, they could consider hiring someone just to do the demolition, and hiring a certified demolition company that has the certifications and knows the correct procedures. That would be one way to go about it.
That's a pretty good idea.
That's very smart.
Yeah. Sadly, very sadly, some stories about some folks that are even in the trades who did some weekend projects on their house and sure enough really made their family very sick. You know, sometimes, you know, there's the old school way of thinking about all this people think, you know, no one's watching me. I can just do this. This is not something to take that kind of strutting kind of attitude with, you know.
Wow.
It's pretty serious stuff.
Tamara, we could talk to you, and hopefully we can talk to you for more, but we have to take a break right now, and we'll see you on the other side on My Fix It Up Live.
Hey, Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
Like free stuff?
We do, too.
That's why we're giving away cool gear every week on the My Fix It Up Life Home Improvement Radio Show.
Check out MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win, find how-to advice, or listen to My Fix It Up Life shows on iTunes.
Every week on the My Fix It Up Life Radio Show, we answer your questions and take you on an insider tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
Ask us your questions at 888-710-5557.
Or online at MyFixItUpLife.com, Facebook, and Twitter.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
What a perfect day to play left.
And it is a perfect day here at My Fix It Up Life.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful outside. It's wonderful in here. It's the first day we've been in the studio where you haven't been able to actually hang sides of beef in here.
Which I appreciate because I am a vegetarian.
And I appreciate because I don't like to freeze to death while I work.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing.
I meant that metaphorically.
Oh, yeah. I knew you meant it metaphorically. But I'm excited because we're going to give away a really cool tool to a really cool entry for our prize.
Yes, we're giving away the Rockwell Sonicrafter to someone who you can't make this up.
No, we actually posted last week that we were going to give away a cool prize to someone who had the most creative pumpkin carved.
Mm-hmm. Well, we said Halloween. It was going to be an oscillating tool, didn't we?
We did. We did say it was going to be an oscillating tool. We didn't say which one.
Oscillating tool. An oscillating tool, which is not a brand.
No, it's not a brand. It's a type of tool.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So we get this entry.
We do. We get this entry, and it's just so spectacular in so many ways that it's not your typical pumpkin carving. I have to say that it's something I've never seen before, and it's a pumpkin, and it's got a horse carved into it. You know, horse's face. You see that, Mark? I've got a picture of it in the studio. We're looking at it right now. And, you know, and it's got words across the top of it, and it's jaw, and on the other side of the horse's head it says horse. And it's on top of a piece of oscillating, as Mark likes to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oriented strand board.
Oriented strand board. It's oscillating, though, so it's, like, moving. It's
oscillating
really,
strand
mm-hmm.
board.
And the board is sitting in the grip of the jaw horse. Now, you might know what the theme I'm going with right now, but it also has a speed square stuck into the top of it and a hammer and some nails and...
And it's outfitted with gloves and tools. There's a C-clamp in there. There's a cordless drill and a tape measure.
Oh, it's got everything.
I mean, the pumpkin's got more tools than we do.
Yeah, it actually has pretty much every kind of tool that you can think of jammed in there.
Yeah.
So this made us laugh quite a bit, and we were very impressed. And this was sent to us by Nick. So, Nick, congratulations. You just won the Rockwell Sonicrafter. And I'd like to see how you're going to jam that into this sad pumpkin, if you still have it from Halloween. I would love to see a picture of how it adds to the collection of tools on this jaw horse.
And you can't make this up, that the jaw horse celebratory pumpkin theme is the Rockwell Jaw Horse and the Rockwell Sonicrafter.
Yeah, we didn't say the oscillating tool was. I think he read our mind.
Clear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that we were giving away this particular tool. So it goes with his whole thing. Like it's, you know, themed out.
He's got it. This guy, I don't want to go inside his mind, though. I'm a little worried.
No, I don't think I would go. I wouldn't allow the children to go there without parental supervision as well.
Or small arms.
No, not so much. But there is something else I wanted to share. I always love to share. It's like circle time at preschool.
Seriously. I mean,
do you feel like it's circle time?
Do you want people to not listen to this show?
No, I want them to listen.
Yeah.
I want them to enjoy and feel
share.
Good.
Let's just share and be nice and boring.
No, let's be happy. No, but I just wanted to say that, you know, it's getting to the end of 2010, and there's only, you know, so many more days left that you can be a part of, you take advantage of
take
the,
advantage of
take advantage
I
of
knew what you were going for
the tax credit for energy efficient home improvements.
Yeah, that's real money on the table. You got to get
it's real money. So if you're kind of like, oh, I'm not sure if I you want to do this project this year, maybe I'll wait till next year. Well, time's running out, so you can take advantage of the tax credit.
Yeah, and if your house is like our house, where you last year you could feel the wind howling underneath the door.
Yes.
It's not just windows that you can get this tax credit with.
No, it's all kinds of different things.
Yes.
Doors, too, and
yes.
Insulation and all kinds of stuff. And
yes.
You get up to $1,500, too.
I can actually blow dry my hair underneath our door, except my hair freezes.
You can blow dry your hair under the door.
That might be a little hyperbole.
You know, that reminds me. I was just reading, you know, I'm reading the Bill Bryson book at home.
Genius. I haven't even read it, and it's the best book I've ever read.
And speaking of on the floor, did you know that the first stoves, like the inside stoves that people were using in their homes, had all the knobs on the ground? And they were made out of wood.
What?
Stoves. You know, where you cook things in, like a turkey?
Well, yeah.
You know, brownies and stuff. The knobs for the stove used to be on the ground.
Why?
That's just how they made them.
Who would...
And originally all the outlets
no one
in the house...
No one has any idea what you're talking about right
a
now.
A stove, you know, the knobs that you turn
on
the burner...
On the ground? Outside?
On the ground of the appliance.
On the ground?
The appliance, the knobs were on the ground.
No one... In the world knows what you're talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes, they
now.
Do.
Bill Bryson, if you're listening and you want to call in, our 888 number is 888-710-5557.
And did you know that lamps were used to be hardwired into the whole system? Like, there were no sockets. There were no places to plug in.
Electrical devices.
Well, they used
yeah.
to call them sockets.
Yeah.
They used to be sockets. There were no places to plug in your anything.
Yeah.
They actually had hardwired in.
Yeah. Sconces.
And then when they actually got plugs and places to put in light bulbs,
mm-hmm.
It was in the ceiling only. So, like, you had to plug everything in the ceiling.
I've seen that, too, yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, I bet it's because it's easier to fish the knob and tube through there.
I bet a house that has that probably also has lead-based paint.
I bet it's made out of lead. It's not wood, it's just stacks of lead.
And asbestos. It's made out of those two materials, and that's it. So
yeah.
I would be careful if you're sitting and you're listening to our show right now, and you're going, oh, wait, our house looks like that. Be careful when you renovate your house.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You should always be careful when you're renovate your house.
You should always be careful.
Not just a house that might have lead paint in it.
Well, and speaking of renovating our house, next week on our show, we're having the couple Laura and Todd Bruce from WETV's show Downsize, which premieres tonight.
Maybe we'll catch that.
Well, it comes on at 10 o'clock, Mark.
Maybe we won't catch that.
I don't know if we'll be up for 10 o'clock.
We don't even have TiVo.
TiVo?
I don't even know what it is. That's why we don't have it, probably. You know, people are like, why don't you just TiVo that? Like, one, we don't have it. Two,
yeah,
we don't have the time to use it.
We wouldn't use it, but we do watch on demand. We watch things on demand all the time. So, yeah,
it's
true.
It's true. And I am excited to learn about what they've got going and what their story
their
is.
Their show is Downsized, and what it is, it's a blended family. So think like Brady Bunch. But, like, in modern times, and they used to have a lot of resources, and they were affluent,
mm-hmm.
I would say. And the whole, you know, economy hasn't been so good lately, you might have noticed.
Yeah, I think we saw that happening.
So it includes, so the shows talk about and showcase them, trying to figure out how to, like, pay the rent and stuff.
Cool.
So, yeah.
And here's another way to help pay the rent, our giveaway next week.
Oh, yeah.
Rockin'. People are all over this, so you've got to put your answer in now as to why you want to win.
Yes.
The Bosch 12-inch dual bevel industry-changing axial glide miter saw.
Oh, yeah. Go to our Facebook page or our website at myfixituplife.com and check it out. Because, like, we've have, like, so many entries for this already, and you can thumbs up and thumbs down who you want to win.
Yeah.
Thousands of people are voting. Like, it's insane.
Oh, people are all over it.
All
which
over.
Is great. And the saw is terrific. We've got to get one into the My Fix It Up Life pipeline for review,
yeah.
Which is happening now anyway.
Well, you've used one before, haven't you? You get to check it out
at
the company tool.
I have used it. The thing's awesome.
Yeah.
The thing's awesome.
I haven't gotten to use it yet, so, you know.
So there you go.
Yeah. He's got to get in there, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean?
You
bada boom,
I mean?
Bada bing. So, well, you're just staring at me.
No, I'm not. You were saying, so, you looked up, and then it was deer in headlights. I have no idea what happened.
I'm excited, too, for our giveaway that we're going to be doing in December.
I'm not doing a giveaway in September.
Well, I'm going to be doing a giveaway.
September.
I'll be doing a giveaway next September and this December as well.
Yes, we have a giveaway from Dremel.
Yes, it's going to be posted up on our website this weekend. We'll be giving that away in December.
Yes, and last time we did a Dremel giveaway, super popular.
Oh, my goodness. People love their Dremels.
People were just ripping through it. They had all kinds of comments, questions, very emotional replies to this one. So very excited to get Dremel back in the pipeline for giveaway stuff.
Yeah, I am very excited, too. I'm excited to hear and see and read all of the reasons why people want to win as well.
And I'm going to give Dremel a call and see if I can goose this one up a little bit.
Goose it up?
Goose it up. Make it more.
Make it more.
What do you mean, make it more? What's the question here?
Is it going to come with a guy? The Dremel's going to come with a guy to do your project for you? And then that would goose it up a lot for me. You know what I mean?
What's the question here? I'm trying to make it better, and you're like...
Well, see, I think everyone should just follow us on Twitter and go to a Facebook page and share what you're doing this weekend on your Fix It Up projects, because I want to know. It inspires us at our house and in the work that we do to see what you're doing.
And let us know how your projects this weekend went.
Yes.
Some of you already chimed in.
Yes.
But that leaves us with our outro.
Outro?
Outro.
Oh, you're getting all like radio professional on me.
Check us out on Facebook.
Yeah.
Visit us online at myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter.
Check out what we have for grabs at free stuff on myfixituplife.com. Email us at info@myfixituplife.com with your questions.
Download our podcast at iTunes.
Yeah.
And we will see you next time.
On My Fix It Up Life.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Mark Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.